What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in ESPN NFL analyst Mike Tannenbaum to the program. Mike, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Great to be with you guys. How you doing?
We are doing well. Hope you are as well. And Mike, we're just kind of looking ahead at this next week here in the NFL with the restructuring possibilities of contracts or cuts that could take place. How eventful do you think this next week or so could be league-wide leading up to free agency?
Yeah, I think we're on the precipice of a truly historic offseason. You know, ESPN's Adam Schefter has talked about it a lot, but there's a lot of different, you know, permutations when we start getting to not only just Dak Prescott, but what happens with Russell Wilson and what happens with Deshaun Watson and, you know, the quarterback carousel. Does Sam Darnold, is he at the Jets? Where does Mitch Trubisky go? Does Drew Brees retire? I mean, the storylines are truly endless as it relates to quarterbacks.
So locally, Mike, we've been talking about Titans with three pending free agents who are very important players to this team. I'd love to get your thoughts on those three and I guess what you feel like the market is for them and what you think the Titans should do. And those are Jonnu Smith at tight end, Corey Davis, and Jayon Brown, middle, inside linebacker. What do you think about those guys? How would you approach this if you were the Titans?
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I think Corey Davis is a really good player. He's improved. But when you just talk about the supply and the demand of the position, you know, you probably would have to put him third. You know, just from a standpoint of, I think this is similar to Chris Godwin and Shaq Barrett in Tampa, which is, Godwin is younger. He's a really good player, but there's so many receivers out there, guys. I think Corey Davis, you know, initially got off to a slow start, but he's gotten better. I just think you've got to be patient with him. And then as it relates to Jonnu Smith, I would definitely try to sign him. He's a guy that's a good point of attack, tight end. They're hard to find. I think he's a really good fit in that program. And Jayon Brown's a good player. You know, he's overcome, like, his height deficiencies, and I think that's the one you got to proceed with caution and hopefully get him back at the right price.
Mike, obviously, you know, the offseason last year was unprecedented and nobody had any experience trying to go through an NFL offseason through a global pandemic. How much better do you think teams are positioned to handle that this season based on the offseason experience that they had a year ago?
Yeah, I think we're going to see, to some extent, a new normal here. I think a lot of the classroom work will now be via Zoom, which, you know, would be absolutely unheard of a year ago. And I think to a certain extent, maybe there'll be a check-in and maybe, you know, a couple of smaller mini camps where players come in for long weekends. But I think some of the comments that J.C. Treader made were really, really interesting. And I think the off-season program may have changed maybe permanently.
So, Mike, do you buy the idea of Deshaun Watson sitting in 2021? Is this just posturing by the Texans until they actually have to come to the table?
Yeah, I think we have a long way to go on this one, guys, just because to sit out a whole year, I mean, it would cost him over $20 million in salary and bonuses, and I don't know. I just feel like at some point, hopefully, Cal McNair sits down with him and they could work it out. I know he's really dung it now, but we've got a long, long way to go. And he's one of the bright talents of our game. So, you know, for the sake of the game, I hope it gets worked out. And, you know, this is the time of year where everyone postures.
ESPN NFL analyst Mike Tannenbaum on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Mike, we've had Titans fans float out the idea of maybe the transition tag or the franchise tag for Jonnu Smith. And I know each individual case is different, but just when it comes to the conversations of trying to decide whether or not to place a tag on a player, what goes into those conversations? What is that process like trying to determine who to use tags on and who to not use tags on?
Yeah, that's a great question. And again, like, that goes a little bit back to what we were just saying about Corey Davis. Corey Davis is a really good player, but he's playing a position between free agency and the draft. Like, again, going back to Chris Godwin and Shaq Barrett, there's just so many receivers that are going to be there. that you can find one. I think with Jonnu Smith, again, he's somebody that was drafted by Tennessee, developed. He really is a great scheme fit for what they want to do. He's a really good person. Like, he checks every box, and it's a position that's not always easy to draft or to develop. So that's why, to me, it's position-specific. And then you want to layer on top of that is, like, what do our options look like? And, again, that's why I would put him so far ahead of Jayon Brown or Corey Davis.
So what about when you compare those two tags? Am I being too simplistic when I think that maybe the transition tag is a worthwhile gamble in this particular year because of how strapped so many teams are?
Yeah, that's a really fair point. I think it's going to be fascinating. If we were here in a month on the phone, we could probably put together an unbelievable team of 22 starters that are unemployed. And I think there's going to be some really surprising names out there just because cap's never gone down before. No one's ever really modeled that. You know, I know some years we've modeled, hey, maybe the cap may be flat or maybe it'll just go up just a little bit. No one's ever sat there and say, like, well, you know, revenues are going down or the sport's not healthy. You know, like, it's never happened. And look, it's no one's fault. There was this insidious pandemic, and now we have to all deal with it. And from a free agency standpoint, it's truly historic, and we've never seen this before.
Mike, you brought up the quarterback movement that could potentially take place to begin the segment. We spent some time last week talking about Drew Brees. What do you think he's got left in the tank? Obviously, a lot of injuries that he dealt with this past season. How realistic do you think it is that he comes back for another crack at it with the Saints?
Yeah, I think, look, he's an all-time great. He needs to be honored. He needs to go into the NFL Hall of Fame, the New Orleans Saint Hall of Fame, but it's over. They can't win a championship with him, and it's time to go with Jameis Winston. Taysom Hill's a great change of pace, but they have to move on. I'm sure they know that. I think they want him to retire on his own terms. And this is one of those things that Coach Belichick does such a great job of, by the way, guys, where you know when it's time to move on. And that's one of the things about running a team is you have to look great players in the eye and say, hey, thank you, but it's over.
How alarming do you think the Russell Wilson conversation is in Seattle? And where do you think that leads?
Well, yeah, you know, for me, guys, like, the question is why? Why are we here? And here's a remarkable, remarkable stat. Right now, the Seahawks have three players on their team on offense that aren't on rookie contracts. So philosophically, Coach Carroll wants to have a great defense. And he doesn't want to pay people on offense. And then they gave up two first-round picks for a box safety. And if I'm Russell Wilson, I'm looking around the league. I'm looking at Tennessee. I'm looking at Kansas City. And I'm saying, I want to do that. Like, I want to score points. I want to have more resources on offense. So if I'm Coach Carroll, I got to realize, like, I have a great quarterback. We were on Get Up today, guys, and we were talking about the fact that if Russell Wilson was traded to Chicago, he would be the greatest quarterback in the history of the Chicago Bears. And I think to some extent, Seattle's taking him for granted. And, they need to sit down and say, hey, why are you not happy and how do we make this work?
Yeah, no doubt. I want to ask you about another quarterback movement here. Matthew Stafford to the Rams. What do you think this does for the Rams? How much are you buying them next year with him as a contender?
I'm not as high on this. This is one of the many places that Dan Orlovsky and I disagree. I guess that's why they have us on so much together. But, to me, greatness is about making those around you better. Like, Derrick Henry is a great player. He makes people around him better. Ryan Tannehill is a great player. He makes people around him better. Matt Stafford at some point should have won something, in my opinion, in Detroit if he was a great player. So while I'm not the biggest Jared Goff fan in the world, I do think Stafford is better than Goff. I can't sit here and say, like, wow, you know, now the Rams are a Super Bowl contender, because at some point he would have done something great in Detroit.
ESPN NFL analyst Mike Tannenbaum has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Mike, really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Great stuff.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mike.
Lots of great stuff there from Mike Tannenbaum. We'll unpack some of it on the other side, including Some interesting thoughts there on how to use the franchise tag and the transition tag as well as it relates to the Titans. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.